Welcome to Hutton News. I'm Sandy Grevis, and I've put the electric fire on at three bars.
I'm Wilma Fingerdoo, and I'm wearing a pink unicorn snooty to keep warm.
I'm Mia Harkins, and I'm hibernating in a cardboard box until it all blows over.
I'm Norma Snockers, and I'm having a lovely cup of hot chocolate and a Tunnocks caramel wafer.
I'm Mike Roch Burns, and I have a mill drop on the end of my nose.
Right, let's get on with these headlines before I get frostbite. One of our community managers is missing.
Future fabulousness for fashion followers.
Going green, but not in an eco-friendly way.
And the usual insightful dissection of the state of the BGS.
First this evening, following hot on the heels that the January update from the Pilots Federation is not happening this week, and indeed did not happen as originally expected, boffins at the Orbital have been analysing the notification of the update schedule and noticed something strange. In a complicated encryption, which involved hiding a message in capital letters at the start of every sentence, which is about as complicated as our current team of boffins can manage, the message reads, "Bad Brewer, kidnapped, send help." As for finding out who has been kidnapped, we delved into the station records reports over at Shinrata and discovered a rather innocuous security report from a resident of the station that they had been awakened by the sound of an enraged bear. Another that someone in a black mask was seen sealing what looked like a pygmy Epinurus bird egg into an escape pod. Putting two and two together, and of course noticing that a certain commander, Chuck Handgun, had been missing in action for a number of weeks, we came to the conclusion that their chief spokesperson has indeed been taken hostage. As for the culprit, with the news today that the Brewer Corporation was planning on unleashing their latest development, the colonisation ship, on the galaxy, we've come to the conclusion that they've taken the Pilots Federation Communications Supremo hostage for a nefarious combination of watching endless videos of people planting flags in the ground and a cruel and unusual torture. One which your average trucker normally does to themselves for unknown reasons, involving hauling endless streams of goods to a big floating tin can. Now, colonisation is not, as some people who need finger spaces between words attest, something to do with converting something fantastic into a big steaming pile of bio-waste. Nor is it the insertion of a pair of carefully stacked dots in front of something. It appears that the bubble will be expanding. Humanity is heading outwards, and the Brewer Corporation needed to ensure that there were A, no leaks, and B, if there were leaks, that the right person was properly informed as to what leakage they could take and when. Covert operatives operating within the confines of the Brewer Corporation's headquarters have leaked video footage of our good friend and chieftain lover, Chuck Handgun, strapped to a metal chair with toothpicks keeping his eyes wide open, head strapped back and eyes focused on a big screen of notes. For some reason, a person keeps asking him how many lights there are, but we think that's just for shits and giggles. Hutton have dispatched a crack extraction team in the hopes that Chuck can be rescued in time for next month's live broadcast, and before his brains turn into hastily programmed mush suitably only to jabble... I'm sorry, I'll try that again. Before his brains turn into hastily programmed mush suitable only to jabber the words nav beacon over and over and over again. More news from the rescue attempt coming as soon as we have it.
Talking of things that are a bit leaky, Eddie Lee Wise and Sons, plus his daughters, have let images of their latest clothing range accidentally loose on the galaxy. Their latest concoction, the Activity Attire for the Man About Town on the Go, is available in a single or double-breasted variant with three or four button variants. This innovative outerwear might look like it's the kind of thing you'd wear to a modern business meeting over an open neck shirt or blouse and with a pair of natty slacks. But it's packed with the latest outdoor person's equipment for survival in the hairiest of hikes. It's fabricated from nanofiber weave, which is said to be resistant to being torn by branches, ripped by bouldering, or even attacks by the Kwakanan. Maybe I'll try that again. Kwakanan. The territorial badges. Not quite bulletproof, but it would certainly stop a well-aimed pointy stick from perforating the wearer. Blessed with pockets marked trail mix, survival blanket, mosquito repellent, this natty jacket has even got a knife hidden in the lapel. Water-soluble buttons that sterilize just about anything. For goodness sake, don't eat one, especially if you're not ever planning to have something progeny. And a coil of... Oh, children. Oh, coil of filament fishing wire around each cuff. Available in blue, navy blue, dark blue, light, late night sky blue. The range is compatible with just about any pair of lightly coloured slacks. Eddie Lee Weiss, number one son, or was his daughter, was at pains to point out that they were also releasing a range of footwear, which at the touch of a button goes from office chic to mountain hiker. They've organised a stunt fashion shoot on a side of a particularly leery looking volcano with their rather rugged looking models. Starting at an informal soiree in the wooded lowlands of the mostly dormant volcano before being pictured hiking through the dense brush with a big chopper. We don't recommend you galnet it and then clamber up the steep side of a caldera. What on earth is that? To pose heroically at the rim. I guess it's a part of a volcano. Who knows?
Yeah.
The name of this exciting new clothing range, the Trailblazer. Yes, you heard that. Trailblazer. Yeah. Arriving February 26th from all good Eddie Lee Wise and Sons plus his daughter's outlets.
Bigfoot Hutton, fresh from a lick of new paint and welding up all the holes that Varg the Mighty and his or her or their mighty minions left in the superstructure, it adds to the ramshackle ambience of the place, have taken a turn for the green in recent weeks. With hauliers scouring the space lanes, nearby remnants of combat zones and the area around Aldin for salvage to restart muck production, a bumper load of frameshift drive plates has made its way to the muck processing facility, ready to be melted down and reformed into the galaxy's most prized rare item, the fabled Hutton mug. Quality control teams have been noticing that with the most recent batch having been produced under certain lids, there's something odd about the latest batch. Normally only visible when you squint slightly in certain coloured lights, under the nearby presence of frameshift energies, these mugs have been exhibiting a mild low-light luminescence which can only be described as disturbingly green. Not a beautiful freshly mown grassy field left ready for Alvin's next walk is kind of green, nor a pine fresh green. This is an entirely different shade of green. The kind of shade of green people turn when they realise that the year in the best before date on their Mogujian beast feast isn't this year or last. The feast that they've just eaten. The kind of green colour that precedes the yelling at the porcelain intercom and making Thargoid Titan noises at the ceramic megaphone. A number of reject mugs have been subjected to destructive safety assessment and under controlled conditions, powered and added to the food of a number of mod sufferers before strapping them to the outside of a Mandalay expedition to see what happens. The good news is that these iridescent, viridescent, luminescent, verdant drinking receptacles appear to maintain their warming properties at just the right temperature when in supercruise, and that their previous properties when it comes to curing mods appeared unaffected. Microanalysis of the batches have identified a small problem when standard melted frameshift ingots are mixed with the remnants of Guardian frameshift boosters, however, which when then turned into mugs has the unfortunate side effect of turning an innocuous, albeit green glowing, cotyliform drink holder into a hand grenade. New centrifuges are being installed in the mug production facilities over forthcoming days, and staff are reminded that all mugs should be tested before sale. Customers are reminded of the small print related to safety side effects of excessive mug usage. If you suspect that your batch of Hutton mugs might be Guardian reinforced, we recommend not putting one in a dishwasher, and whatever you do, do not drop it. Not unless you're wearing those special Kevlar undergarments.
Right. Welcome to the Hutton BGS bit, where we sneak up in the Situation Room staff and tie their shoelaces together while they're not looking. We have expanded into LHS 1050, where the Tika Elite Altruist Bagging Cooperative, or Teabaggers, live. Well, I've never heard of them before, but apparently they have a presence in 82 systems. It looks like they're still active, so we'll have to behave ourselves while we're here. The system's actually quite nice. Mainly gas giants, some ringed, with icy bodies all round, and a big orbis to get any shopping you might want. We have 17 systems above the 60% influence limit this week, which does narrow things down a bit as far as activity goes. The booms are in Kokari and 36 Ophiuchi. Wolf 359 is still in infrastructure failure. Investment continues in Banner Star, along with Civil Liberty. Must be a big sale on Ansomers there. And apart from that, it's just business as usual. But what's it all mean? Well, you want to truck it? Then truck it to Banner Star to maximise your profits, or truck medical supplies into Wolf 359. If you want to mission run, then mission run in Banner Star, Kokari, or 36 Ophiuchi. And if you want to shoot it, well, you're out of luck. Sorry, pal. And that's it for this week's Hutton BGS bit.